She joins us live, preparing kidney patients for hurricanes amidst COVID-19 pandemic. And Mandy Hale is with us today. She's the chief nursing officer for DaVita Kidney Care, and she's very perky for such a incredibly depressing topic. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about this. Tell us exactly what you guys do over there and who you treat and everything.
Sure. Well, here at DaVita Kidney Care, we provide dialysis treatments for more than 200,000 patients across the country. So these are going to be patients who have kidneys who have stopped functioning over time and rely on dialysis treatments to stay healthy. And we actually do this in a few ways. We have patients that come to our actual dialysis centers to have treatments. We help patients who have chosen to do dialysis at home. We support them. And then we partner with some hospitals to provide dialysis for patients who require treatments in the hospital.
Fantastic. We have got a tremendous guest with us today. She joins us live here in the broadcast. DaVita Kidney Care is the topic today. And what should people do to prepare for a hurricane? Take me through those steps.
Absolutely. Well, there's a few things our patients should do. First of all, they should have emergency kits ready to go. And that would include things like at least 3 days of food and water, 2 weeks worth of their prescription medications, and paperwork that they receive at their dialysis centers from their nurses and care team that outlines information that's specific to their dialysis treatment. And of course, with additional complications now with COVID-19, in addition to hurricane season, our patients should also include several masks and hand sanitizer.
What kind of challenges does COVID-19 present to patients living in areas affected by hurricanes?
Sure. Well, top of mind for me is the potential need for patients to evacuate. So for our patients, we encourage them to stay at home if they can. If they cannot, a second choice would be for them to stay with loved ones or friends or family so they can stay safe. But then if our patients do end up having to evacuate and they have to stay in a public area, it is just so important that they wear masks, they clean their hands often, and they maintain that 6 feet of social distance from others. Our patients are at even increased risk for the transmission of the virus. And so we have to really be diligent in keeping them safe from the hurricane and COVID-19 at the same time if they're evacuated.
For more information on emergency preparedness, you can go to DaVita.com/emergency preparedness. That's DaVita.com/emergency preparedness. And how can the public help keep at-risk people like those on dialysis safer?
Well, the main thing that the public can do to help keep our patients safe is to practice the CDC guidelines for staying safe during COVID-19. So again, that would include things like masking, maintaining social distancing, cleaning hands frequently. You can't recognize when somebody has kidney disease. And so practicing those things all the time will help keep our patients safe.
Now, detail some of the different things you have on the website.
Sure. So on our website, we have different resources for emergency planning, some of the things that I've just described to you right now, but then also our patients have unique dietary restrictions. And so we have more specific information on kidney-friendly food that they should have on hand. And we go into a little bit more detail than what I've done with you today regarding the specifics of this planning.
Can kidney dialysis patients receive continued care during an evacuation?
They can. So we do a number of things in our centers to prepare, such as altering schedules to make sure that patients will receive dialysis treatment when a hurricane is reaching land. And then also we have an 800 number that any patient who has kidney disease can call if they find themselves in a situation where they need guidance regarding how to find a location or where to receive dialysis. And I'd love to share that number with you real quick, if that's okay.
Yes, go ahead. Give us the details here.
All right. That number is 1-800-400-8331. I'll say it one more time. It's 1-800-400-8331. And there's somebody there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to provide guidance and direction for anyone who needs that.
Fantastic. Now, the phone number, the website, anything else you want to mention here today? Because you've got a lot of great information here.
Yeah, these are kind of bigger, higher level things, the 800 number, the website, but always patients should speak to their direct care team. So in all of our facilities, supporting all of our patients at home, we have nurses, dietitians, social workers, patient care technicians. We work with physicians who are all there to provide support and help be prepared. So our patients should not miss the opportunity to engage with their direct caregivers as well to make sure that their individualized plans are what's right for them.
That is phenomenal. You have been a just a great fountain of information today. Thanks for doing this, and thanks for coming on the program. I really appreciate it. You guys have given us a lot of info. The website is DaVita.com, that's DAVITA.com/emergency preparedness. And before we go, give me that phone number one more time, my friend.
You bet. 1-800-400-8331.
Well, thank you. This has been an honor and a privilege. Thank you for doing this. I really appreciate it, Ms. Hale. Thank you.
My pleasure.